Always a pleasure, a privilege to welcome Professor David Duilio. He's the Distinguished Professor, Political Science Department Director of the Center for Civic Engagement at Oakland University. A couple of the stories we want him to talk a little bit about is that, one, Senator Alyssa Slotkin won't sit for a Department of Justice interview. I don't know what the next step is there. Is that illegal? Is that legal? Is it at your choice? I don't know. And then there was an event earlier this week with four former governors. Well, I think three former governors and one sitting governor discussing civility in today's political climate. I don't know if they based this on the Civility Book, A Guide to Building Bridges Across the Political Divide, written by Nolan Finley and Stephen Henderson, but I know it was about civility, which is in short supply these days. Professor Duilio, it is always a pleasure and a privilege to have you lead the class here. Nice to see you, sir.
Good afternoon, Paul W. The pleasure and privilege is all mine, trust me.
Now, I'm not that familiar with people being asked to sit for a Department of Justice interview and saying, no, I'm good, no thanks. What's the story on that?
Well, I think this is an interesting development, certainly, especially as we see another story play out on Capitol Hill. And, of course, that's the contempt of Congress vote and possibility for Bill and Hillary Clinton, who were called, actually subpoenaed, to testify before the House Oversight Committee, and they rejected that, right? So folks might be wondering, what's the difference? Well, the Clintons were under subpoena, and you have to show up for those. That's a legal and a legitimate thing that the House Committee has put forward. Senator Slotkin, at this point in the, I guess, investigation, we could call it, is not under any obligation. They have invited her. They've asked her to voluntarily do this, and she's declined. We'll see whether or not this ramps up to a more of a, maybe less of a voluntary interview.
Yeah, I suppose that's what will happen, and she's playing it for all it's worth and getting as much attention out of it as she possibly can. And that, unfortunately, is the name of the game in politics today. Look, I think what they did was reprehensible November 18th with a video, Don't Give Up the Ship, I think they now call it, where the former CIA officer Slotkin and the other lawmakers delivered a straight-to-the-camera address to members of the U.S. military saying, our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders, which is implying that there are illegal orders that they were being forced to follow or about to be illegal orders. And the fact of the matter is, every one of these people serving our country, I'm not talking about the Democrats, I'm talking about the soldiers, every one of them are told early on, if I'm not mistaken, that they never are, no matter what the orders are, they're never allowed to break American law. I think they already know that.
Well, you know, I think that that's an undertold part of this story that, you know, yes, these folks came out and said, you don't have to follow illegal orders. Well, that presumes that the folks that are given those orders wouldn't know that already and would follow through with illegal orders. To your point, they get that training and they are told and instructed not to do that. So, you know, I don't know. Look, you're right. Politics is everywhere. And it is, you know, we have too many people who are, and I'm not putting Senator Slotkin in this category, but there are plenty of folks out there on Capitol Hill and some in Lansing who want to be show horses rather than work horses.
And that's a good one. I love that.
You know, it's and you can tell who's in what camp, right, by the amount of media attention that they get and the amount of times that they're on TV. So I'll let your listeners make their own list of their top show horses. But, you know, politics are everywhere.
Professor David Duilio bringing his brilliance to the fore for us, and we appreciate it. Distinguished professor, political science department, director of the Center for Civic Engagement at Oakland University. Tell me about the former Michigan governors getting together. It's kind of unprecedented, I think, calling for civility, which unfortunately there's not a lot of that going around these days in politics or in life.
Well, I think that's really the key point, Paul W., is that that there are any number of individuals and organizations, and you mentioned two great ones in the intro to this segment, Nolan Finley and Stephen Henderson, and their work with the Civility Project and their book, The Civility Book, which I'm using as part of a course I'm teaching at OU this semester. It's called Foundations of Civil Discourse, right? So it's a fascinating examination of how we kind of got to where we are and what we can do about it. But the event in Lansing on Wednesday was really the culmination of something we're calling the Michigan Civility Coalition. And it's a number of organizations and individuals who want to get together and advocate for more civil discourse in public life. The governors could not have been better sports about it. And I think a message to leave your listeners is that civility doesn't mean you can't be passionate about your beliefs and opinions. It just comes down to respect for somebody who holds a different opinion than you.
Oh, my goodness. That is it. Simply, brilliantly stated. You can have great passion, but you don't attack and try to massacre somebody who has a different idea, a different opinion, a different philosophy. God bless you. We're lucky to have you in the Oakland University and taking those heads filled with mush. And that's what Rush used to say, and filling them with knowledge. We appreciate that. Thank you, Professor. You got any big plans for the Super Bowl?
A great tradition in our neighborhood is a neighborhood Super Bowl party. Can't wait to be there on Sunday.
That's my kind of neighborhood. Good for you. Have fun. And if you need to hear it, it'll be only on WJR Radio. Professor David Duilio, Distinguished Professor, Political Science Department, and Director of the Center for Civic Engagement at Oakland University, here in Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR.